If you've seen the movie Moneyball, it's one of the biggest, most popular movies in the country right now, or you read the book that it was based on, you know about the idea. Billy Beane, the general manager of the Oakland A's, comes up with this method of evaluating players to help his team get the best value for what they can afford, what they can do, and it helps to really improve his team pretty dramatically. The Office of Management and Budget is proposing that your agency do the same thing, and Tom Shoup is making that connection in his Fed blog and joins me now to talk about it. Good to talk to you, Tom.
Francis.
Now, as a baseball geek, I'm always happy when somebody can draw the parallel between something going on in government, something going on in Major League Baseball. So I was very pleased to read this blog post.
Yeah, me too. I was pleased when OMB introduced the whole idea.
What's the connection here? How do you see this being parallel?
Well, it's sort of an irresistible concept for folks at OMB, for sure, because the whole idea behind Moneyball is essentially doing more with less. It's saying, you know, the basic story is Billy Beane took the Oakland A's and had a horribly small budget, nothing that could compare to what the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox had, but devised a way of doing more with less and, as you said, changing the way they evaluated players and came up with a way to be pretty successful without spending nearly as much money. And OMB is essentially saying, hey, that's what you should do, agencies. You should measure your performance very carefully and squeeze the most out of every taxpayer dollar.
The parallel is similar but not exactly the same. And I have a little nit to pick with the Moneyball book, actually with the analysis among baseball people, and I think it's applicable to this analogy too. And that is, if you read the book, and you saw the movie, I haven't seen the movie yet, but the story originally was not just that the A's were trying to find a particular kind of baseball player. They were just looking for where the best value was in the marketplace, and that might shift from time to time, depending what the other teams were placing value on. And that's what I see here, where some folks are not, I'm not seeing that analysis yet in what you're talking about and what you're writing about that OMB has put forward. It looks to me like OMB's doing the same thing. They're saying you have to evaluate what you're doing and direct the money the right places and not just look for things that are performing well or things that are performing poorly that you can get rid of.
Right. They are sort of using the analogy in a fairly limited way. And one of the things that I wrote was they may not want to carry this analogy too far, because while the Oakland A's had one very good year in 2002 and have had some good years since, they have not won the World Series and they haven't made the playoffs lately. Now, the teams that have won the World Series and continue to make the playoffs are the teams that both adapted the Moneyball principles, like the Yankees and the Red Sox did, and have big budgets. So one of the lessons, potentially, of Moneyball is if you have the right measurements and everything in place and you increase your spending, you become more effective. That's probably not a message OMB wants to be sending at this point.
Well, the guy, though, who I think epitomizes that in baseball, to continue this parallel, is Theo Epstein, the general manager of the Red Sox, where he applies these same measurement techniques, uses the data approach, and does have a significantly bigger budget to work with. But even you look at them this year, that didn't work out so well. So trying to find that right balance of data and just raw money is just as difficult, I would imagine, in an agency as it's going to be in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I think that's right. That it, you know, it all comes down to how you direct your dollars, and it certainly makes sense for agents, for OMB, to tell agencies, hey, measure things very carefully, make sure you're spending your money on the things that it's really worth spending money on, and that way you can prove success. But at the same time, the analogy doesn't entirely hold up with Moneyball. Like, there's also something to be said for being able to hang on to really important talent in your organization, and sometimes that requires paying them a fair amount of money.
I usually corner you into some kind of a prediction or over-under or something like that when we have these conversations, but I'm going to make a prediction based on what you've written in this post, which we have linked up, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com on the in-depth page. The next buzzword for the rest of this year and for 2012, taking the place maybe even of cloud computing, is going to be analytics. I think we're going to see a lot more vendors pushing analytics. I think we're going to see a lot more agencies asking about them. I think we're going to see a lot more articles in your magazine, pieces on our radio station, on and on and on, white papers and panel discussions and blah, 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 blah about analytics. What do you think?
I think that's a pretty safe bet. Because I think as the budget pressure gets more and more intense, agencies are going to be under that much more pressure to demonstrate that they're actually getting results from what they're undertaking. And that's going to require good analytics. So I think that's a pretty safe bet. And I think this Moneyball thing is probably going to have legs, because really it's basically, the way it's interpreted as, is do more with less. And I think that's going to be the ongoing message for quite some time to come, is, and I think a lot of vendors are going to be out there selling that too, is we can help you figure out how to take cost out of your operations and still be as effective or more effective than you are.
On the whole more with less concept, I still remain hopeful that people will start to think about things in a little different way, and that is the whole idea, I've named it right-sizing the mission, and the idea that you expecting agencies to do more with less is just not realistic. The idea that we should be looking at is less with less, and which less is it? Which part of the mission will agencies no longer be obligated to perform in exchange for not being able to spend as much money, have as much resources to do the mission that they need to?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think there's needs to be an ongoing exercise in determining, are there things you're spending time, money, resources on that are just aren't really as important as other things you're doing, in which case, stop doing those and concentrate on the ones that are really core to your mission.
Mm-hmm. The whole concept of that is difficult politically, obviously, because you don't want to be the person, a member of Congress, that has to go back to your district or state and say, yeah, I did vote in favor of stopping blank, whatever it is. But it just seems to me that if members of Congress are going to say, you're going to get this much less money, we expect you to do all of these things, and we already are critical of the way that you're doing them, I'm not sure that's a recipe for success.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to get these things past Congress. Everything's got at least one defender, and every program and every effort has got something that is somebody's pet project. So it's not going to be easy.
All right. My request to you from now on, Tom, is write lots more blog posts that analogize baseball and the federal government. I love that.
All right. I will do my best.